Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Stronghold of Happiness. With the war still raging, as Peter finds himself in a strange world far from home, his thoughts are never far from Ella, who, unknown to him, finds herself going through a horrendous ordeal.
The Naffy at an RAF base, August 1941.
Good evening, lad. Nice to see you're relaxing. But where's all your mates?
They'll be here a bit later, sir, but I'm off soon.
What's your name, lad?
Peter Samways, sir.
Well, Samways, your glass looks empty. Why not have another drink?
No, thank you, sir.
Come on, tonight's the last before you're posting abroad. Try and relax a bit, eh?
I'd rather just go, sir.
Well now, what can be more important than your mates?
I thought that while I had time, sir, I'd write to my girlfriend.
Girlfriend? This is no time for girlfriends. The women are mad keen for young, handsome men in uniform. You can oblige, I'm sure. War is not only for fighting, you know.
The RAF base. 1 hour later.
What a sky. Ah, there you are, Orion. I wonder if my darling Ella is looking at you too.
Damn it! Help me up, old man, will you?
Of course, sir.
Oh, my ankle's twisted. Oh, it's Samways, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, Samways, can you help me back to my quarters?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Samways. I appreciate your help.
No problem, sir. Is there anyone I can contact for you, sir?
Oh, hell, I'm supposed to be on duty and I had a drink, strictly against the rules, you know.
I could say you've gone down with that 24-hour flu that's been going around. Your ankle should be easier in the morning. No need for anyone to know.
Thank you, Samways. I've misjudged you.
Something we all do, sir.
I like your thinking, Samways. Where does that come from?
My childhood years and my family, sir. I had such freedom and love, and Gran was always quoting William Barnes to me. He was a philosopher and a poet, and said that a man is made out of a boy.
Such wisdom. Where was your childhood spent, Samways?
South Coast, sir, on a remote Dorset estate called Downside. My family live on Downside Alley.
Well, I'm dashed. I flew over there in 37. My father had just inherited a small estate from his brother, who died without issue. It's called Woodley, and in fact is very close to where you live. Small world, eh?
It certainly is, sir.
Well, Samways, I'll say good night and good luck with your posting.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Hannah's Shed, 20th of December, 1941.
Oh, my darling girl. I thought this day would never come. After having been to the Arctic Circle and back, this all seems like a dream.
I feel the same. But after that glorious kiss, I know it's for real. So how was Russia, and did you get my letter?
Well, Russia was cold. We had no post for weeks, then suddenly I had a sackful.
Yours trickled through, and I read them all 100 times. I want to know everything. How did you know you were going to Russia, and how did you get there?
In the middle of the night, I had a tap on the shoulder, and after travelling by train to Liverpool, we boarded a small mail boat called the Landstaffan Castle. Then we journeyed to Scapa Flow and on to Iceland. One day, chalked on the blackboard was the message, "Lessons will be given in Russian."
What a shock. How come, or can't you say?
Well, it is top secret, but I can say that shortly after Hitler broke his non-aggression pact with Russia, I became part of the 151 wing and found myself in the first Arctic convoy to leave Britain. After arriving in Murmansk, we showed the Russians how to assemble and fly the Hurricane aeroplanes.
Goodness, that was vital then.
It was, and meant that Murmansk, the only ice-free port in the region, was able to take in all the supplies, which were badly needed.
So, you've been to the Arctic Circle, and the only thing I've done towards the war effort is to become an air raid warden.
And no prettier warden ever walked the streets of England. I'll tell you about my venture when we have more time, but right now, let me fill you in my arms.
Yes, please. How long have I got you for?
I wish it were longer, but just 24 hours.
Oh, that's so cruel.
I know, my sweet, but this is war. And when it's all over, and it will be, we'll have a lifetime to spend together.
Sometimes it seems so far off. Where are you going next?
Can't say, I'm afraid, but one thing I can say is that on my next leave, come hell or high water, we will be married. Don't cry, my darling.
I just wish you could stay for Christmas.
So do I, but you'll be fine. Didn't you say that the Harringtons are having a Christmas party?
Yes, but I really don't want to go.
I should be. It'll be fine, I'm sure.
That's what Hannah said.
And she's right. Now, let me see you smiling. Everything's all right, you know.
It's always all right when I'm with you.
And it always will be.
Downside House. Christmas Eve, 1941.
Ah, Charles, Sophie. May I introduce my daughter, Ella?
At last. How lovely to meet you, Ella. This is my sister, Sophie, and my old school chum, Cedric. Don't believe a word he tells you.
Charmed to meet you, Ella.
I'm so glad you can make our Christmas party, Ella. Now I have someone to boogie with. Oh, you can't miss this one. Let's get on the dance floor.
I bet you £10, old boy. I'll be the first to get my leg over this holiday.
Don't sound so sure, old man. I had a good teacher, don't forget. Why not make it 20?
As you wish. Let's go and find the drinks waitress. That's rather good champagne, I thought.
Oh, God. Sorry, Sophie, I need to go. I must get out of here.
There you are, Ella. What on earth are you doing in here?
I have a headache. So I was just taking some time out.
Well, don't take too long. I'm longing to dance with the most beautiful girl in the house.
Thank you, but I think it's best if I go home.
Well, I want you to stay, madam. And I'm sure you want to, really.
Let go of my arm, you're hurting me.
Just playing hard to get, are we? You know you want this to happen.
No! No, get off of me! Please!
No! How could you? I asked you in my letter not to include that.
Guys, could you give us a minute, please? Oh, I'm really sorry, Peter. There's been some misunderstanding.
I sent you a letter. I asked you not to include that part of the story.
Well, look, I don't know what to say. I didn't receive any letter. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Peter. I'm sorry, Tom. It was just so unexpected.
Yeah, but Charles, me.
This is our life story, Peter. It's important to tell it all. I'm sure, Tom.
Thank you, Ella. Okay, everyone. Let's carry on from where Charles and Cedric meet, which is a few minutes after the incident. Over to you, Charles.
Ah, Cedric, you owe me £20.
Your first this Christmas?
Yes, but not my last.
Well, I'm off to dance to this kooky music. That tall blonde was giving me the eye earlier.
Ah, Charles, have you seen Ella anywhere?
The last I saw of her, she was in the garden, feeling unwell. While I was talking to her, a damn piece of holly caught my cheek.
That was unfortunate. Is she still in the garden, do you know?
No, she decided to go home. But look, no need for you to worry. She'll be fine, I'm sure. Come and have another drink. Now, what was it I heard you saying earlier about London having lost several Wren churches?
Ella's bedroom. 30 minutes later.
It's Tess. Tess of the D'Urbervilles. Oh, please, let there be words of hope for me. Some might say, where was Tess's guardian angel? Where was the providence of her simple faith? Why was it upon this beautiful tissue, sensitive as gossamer and practically blank as snow as yet, there should have been traced such a coarse pattern as it was doomed to receive? Oh my God. Doomed. Just like Tess, I'm doomed. Dear Lord, why did this happen? How could it happen? I feel so unclean, so unworthy. And Peter, oh, my darling Peter.